Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 8:10 on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. We're looking at 47 degrees right now. We will hit a high into the 60s, actually around 62, 65 degrees. And then on Saturday, it's supposed to be 74 degrees. Man, that is a change in temperature for sure. Of course, this is you're listening to us on AM 13.4. You're listening to us on FM 100.1. You can also listen to us on AM 13.40. Also watch us on Corporium Cable, Channel 103, and then Facebook Live as well. This Saturday is the annual Hog Butchering Day at Historic Brattonsville. That's why we brought in our good friend Eli Colburn to the program. And Eli, this is an annual event, and this is one that people really do seem to enjoy. I don't know what we'll say about people, but they really do like to see, I think, where their food comes from, right?
You're exactly right. You know, and that's kind of why we do it, not only to talk about the history, but to educate the modern day public about where their food comes from. Because so many times our kids go to the grocery store and that's all they ever know. They may read about it in books, but they don't actually come out and be able to see a farm in most cases. So they can come out to us and see us and see the whole entire process of something that was extremely important in early day America. You know, for now, this day and time, of course, we have so many choices of food. Mm-hmm. Back then, they were limited because they didn't have refrigeration. And so when people talk about, you know, what were they eating back there, primary diet was pork and corn. And because we could take that pork and we could preserve it with salt. Mm. And so that would carry us through. And, you know, we would primarily do that in the wintertime because of the cool weather, even though it's going to be 74 on Saturday. normally, that would have been time in the cool time of the year to keep the meat from spoiling. Mm. But we got a whole host of things going on that weekend.
Well, Historic Brattonsville is a working farm, which we're so lucky to be able to have this experience. Folks come on to the farm anytime throughout the year. They get to see what life was like back in the olden days, we say. But it's extremely exciting because throughout the year, you guys do these various examples and demonstrations. So let's walk through, if we can, without giving away the whole enchilada, the whole hog. There you go. I was going to say something else, but there you go. That's even better. Let's walk folks through. So will they see the whole process from start to finish, or do you guys break up the day? No pun intended. What would people come out? What's the best plan of action for them?
So when we butcher hog, of course, there's a process there. So when the people get out, of course, we're open at 10 o'clock to the public.
All right.
When you get out there, of course, we have humanely put the hogs down before people get there.
Okay.
You know, I want to make perfectly clear our hogs don't suffer through the process. I raise them all year long, so they're my babies. So I want to make sure that they're taken care of properly.
Okay, so you raise the hogs throughout the year.
We do.
And then you go ahead and put them down prior to the event getting
prior to
at
the
10.
Event. So when they get there, what they'll, of course, they'll see, you know, our pigs are ready to start the process. And that process, of course, is first we'll go and put them on a table. We'll use scalding water, so hot water. And what that does, it releases the hair off the hog because hogs have hair. Mm-hmm. And we'll release the hair off the hog. At that point, we'll start the butchering process. We'll, you know, cut the different types of meat out of it. We're also what we call is rendering lard. And the way we render lard, is, of course, is to get the fat on the inside of the hog. So we'll get all the fat off of it. Then we'll do the butchering process. Now, the next steps that happen in sequence of the butchering process, of course, we'll render lard. Lard was extremely important in early America. We used it to cook with and numerous things. We made our soap with it. So in 1850, you would have been having your soap made with pig fat and ashes, so lye that comes out of ashes. So we'll render the lard. We'll make the soap. We'll have ladies in there to demonstrate how the soap was made. Mm. We'll make different things like sausages. And we'll also cook some of the internal organs of it, which is called offals, which is a great name for it because it's definitely awful. But in early America, we utilized every part of that pig. You know, we're kind of wasteful in America nowadays. Mm-hmm. But back then, we didn't want to waste any of it. So we'll do food presentations on how that was cooked.
Okay.
We'll also use pig bladders to show people how we'd seal vessels. We have shrink wrap now or saran wrap.
Sure.
Back then, they would use pig bladders because once they dried, they made that seal impermeable to air. And so that's another process they can see. And so once again, we're going to do every part of how they would have done it. Because in 1850, we know through the federal agricultural census, Brattonsville, we had 275 hogs there when the census was done. So that just tells you how critical pigs were back then for our survival.
Sure. A couple of things. Family friendly, I assume. I mean, it is not for those faint of heart.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to see some things that you might not want to see or you don't want to know how literally sausage is made. But it is family friendly, right?
It is. And, you know, that's the thing that gets me. I've done this event for, you know, of course, Brattonsville has done this for years, but I've been part of the organization on the farming aspect of it for 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And what fascinates me is how the kids get into it. You know, we think they'd be squeamish, but they're absolutely fascinated by the process. I mean, it blows my mind. My kids are the most interactive in the butchering process. And I know that sounds wild for us, but I think it has a lot to do with the fact of they're getting educated and they're seeing where, like, once again, where our food comes from.
Sure, that's a good point. We're speaking with Eli Colburn with Historic Brattonsville. Of course, this Saturday is the annual Hog Butchering Day. You know, as adults, we understand where the food comes from. We're knowledgeable. We've done research. We've seen it ourselves. But if you're a kid, put yourself in the shoes of a, you know, a 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10-year-old who all they know is they get in the car and go with mom and dad to the grocery store, and that's it. So it is fascinating in their eyes, and that's what they always say. See it from a kid's point of view.
Yeah.
You have a totally different perspective of it. And it hopefully, down the line, teaches them about how to make the most of things, right? Yeah. And how to eat healthy and how to eat everything on your plate. You know, we grew up learning that. But to your point, the way you described it, they couldn't waste anything. There was no garbage disposal back then.
I mean, even to the point that they used the hair bristles on the back of the board to make their toothbrushes.
Gosh.
You know, you use the bone of the hog to make the handles of the toothbrushes. And that's what fascinates when I tell kids about, you know, did you take a bath in the last week or so? Well, in 1850, you would have used hog fat to take a bath or the pig bristles. So, you know, it gives us a chance to educate our kids coming up. And the, you know, I'm a big kid, so as an adult, we find it fascinating as well. On the other flip side of that, of course, I have plenty of other livestock for them to see. We pride ourselves in conservation of historic livestock that some of them are critically endangered. So I got you know, horse, cows, chickens, 19 sheep, and we also have a full site that offers both sides of history, so 18th and 19th century.
Wow.
So not only could they come to see the hog butchering part of it, but also see two different time periods in upstate South Carolina and how the daily lives and the structures that had been used at that time point.
It's Hog Butchering Day at Historic Brattonsville, 10 to 4. Again, as Eli pointed out earlier, when you arrive at 10, the pig has already been out of its misery, right?
Yes,
so to speak. So you're not going to see that portion of it, but you will see the other steps. And so you can come and go as you please, right? At any point, if people can't come until the afternoon, they still get to see the benefits and get to see various processes.
Exactly. Okay. Like, so the butchering process, you know, we're going to butcher 3 pigs tomorrow.
Okay.
But once we get in the butchering process, the other activities will continuously be, I'll probably be butchering until about 2, and then the other activities will probably be carrying on until 4.
And just curious, as a curious guy that I am, is it a very messy process? And I can see the answer being yes and no, but is it like, is it as messy and all in as people would think, or is it not as much?
It's not as much,
okay.
Because in the process of putting the animal down, you also bleed them out.
Okay,
So, because you don't want that, you want the
they're
to be pretty clean on the process,
sure.
And so during that process, of course, we bleed them out too. So it's not really a lot of blood and gore involved in there.
So don't think Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Exactly,
so to speak.
Exactly. All right. That may be the reason why the kids are so fascinated, because it's not at that not that traumatic experience.
Sure. Well, it's definitely interesting. We always say this. We're so lucky to have Historic Brattonsville, a live working farm. Come on out there, see Hog Butchering Day. 10 to 4 at Historic Brattonsville. I know Eli and their team out there, they love to educate folks. And again, if you think you know everything there is, oh, you always can learn something new for sure. Eli,
exactly.
Thank you so much, sir. Good luck tomorrow. It should be great weather for sure.
Looking forward to seeing y'all, guys.
All right, it is.